Let me be real honest with you. And I don't think anybody on talk radio, I don't think anybody in their right mind is going to ever say this out loud. But I wonder if I'm the only one that feels this way. Yesterday, when I saw the ATM cards being handed out, the $2,000 ATM cards, and they were being handed out at the Astrodome, and they actually had to close the Astrodome and seal it off for a while because there was a near riot trying to get to these ATM cards. My first thought was, I mean, you can't just sit down and wait. I mean, it's not like they're going to run out of the $2,000 ATM cards. You can wait, you know, stand in line. Maybe it's because I'm the kind of guy, when I go to a buffet, I either have to be first in line or I'm the very last. Because I know there's going to be extra food there, and I just won't stand in the line. You know what I mean? I'll wait until all the suckers go get their food, and then I'll go get mine. Or, if I'm really hungry, I hate to admit this, and I don't even have to be really hungry. If I'm really being a pig, I will kind of like hang out around the buffet table before the line is, you know, chat with people right around the table. Oh, they just opened the line. Let's go. And then you're first in line. When you are rioting for these tickets, the second thought that came to my, or these ATM cards, the second thing that came to mind was, and this is horrible to say, and I wonder if I'm alone in this. You know, it took me about a year to start hating the 9/11 victims' families. It took me about a year. And I had such compassion for them, and I really, you know, I wanted to help them, and I was behind, you know, let's give them money, let's get started, you know, all of this stuff. And I really didn't, you know, all the 3,000 victims' families, I don't hate all of them. I hate about probably about 10 of them. But when I see, you know, 9/11 victim family, you know, on television or whatever, I'm just like, oh, shut up. I'm so sick of them because they're always complaining. And we did our best for them. And again, it's only about 10. But the second thought that I had when I saw these people and they had to shut down the Astrodome and lock it down, I thought, I didn't think I could hate victims faster than the 9/11 victims. These guys, when you see, and you know, it's really sad. We're not hearing anything about Mississippi. We're not hearing anything about Alabama. We're hearing about the victims in New Orleans. This is a 90,000 square mile disaster site. New Orleans is 181 square miles. 108.2% of the disaster area is New Orleans. And that's all we're hearing about are the people in New Orleans. Those are the only ones that we're seeing on television are the scumbags, again, and it's not all of the people in New Orleans. Most of the people in New Orleans got out. It's just a small percentage of those who were left in New Orleans or who decided to stay in New Orleans, and they're getting all of the attention. It's exactly like the 9/11 victims' families. There's about 10 of them that are spoiling it for everybody.